Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The Barbie movie has inspired people so much, they want to spend the rest of their eternal lives in their own Barbie dream house. So people will be buried in pink Barbie-themed caskets, according to the New York Post. So the Olivares funeral home in Mexico is offering them as a way for people to, quote, rest like Barbie. They're these bright pink caskets with little white stars all over them. They're very fashionable, I will have to say. If you're going to be buried anywhere, this is a very happy place to do so. And apparently they're catching, it's a big trend now becoming in Mexico as well as other Latin American countries like El Salvador. So Romeo will have to let us know if any of his relatives.
I'll tell you why this is a big waste of money right here. Because you're dead. You're dead and it doesn't matter.
And you can't rest like Barbie because right. Barbie doesn't die.
Exactly.
Right.
They don't die.
Save the money and give it to your kid who's alive.
Let people have their fun. If they want to be buried in this, that's fine.
Sure. It's a waste of money.
Otherwise.
You're dead.
Well, then any casket's a waste of money then.
Yeah.
Right. It is.
I don't disagree with that.
You can
give me the $30 casket. I'm fine.
I'm cool. Bert, I have a proposal. Okay. We have an ongoing bet that we bet each other that the other one would die first. Whoever loses has to be buried in a Barbie casket.
And you have to have spray painted on the top of it, I am Knuff. Like Kenuff.
Okay. Fine. I assure you I will not be offended when I'm dead.
I have to say, of all the casket choices to choose, I feel like Barbie is not the worst. There's definitely a list of, maybe like a Barney casket could be the worst of all of them.
You have to choose a themed casket to get buried in. What theme are you going to go with?
That's fun.
Themed casket.
Because I know what my husband's would be. Is that weird?
No, that's a good thing because you're married to him. You're probably going to have to do it.
Kentucky Wildcat stuff.
Yeah, it'd be like, the Wildcat logo on it and like, go big blue, and it'd be like Kentucky blue. So that would be his for sure.
What's yours?
Yeah, give me the Dallas Cowboys casket.
You want a Dallas Cowboys casket?
Yeah, absolutely. All the Hall of Fame players on it. Yeah, give me that with the stars.
I want the movie poster montage of all Adam Sandler movies.
Oh, shut up. You do not.
Because you finally don't have to watch them anymore?
Well, if I go to heaven, if I go to hell, that's all I'm going to have to do.
I am choosing a Harry Styles one because I want to spend the rest of my life with Harry. Love you.
I did this for my dad.
You did?
He was a big Duke fan, and he was cremated, and he's in a box with a big Duke Blue Devils logo on it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. My dad's in like this little... He's in like a recycling box. Costs like not that.
He is not. No. I've seen what your dad is in. Don't you lie.
It's like a little cardboard box. It's sitting in the bottom of my drawer right now.
But there's an urn inside the box. I've seen your dad's urn.
No, it's not.
Staples office boxes.
It's like not ceramic. It's like a bag of his ashes in like this. Yeah, just a cardboard round cylinder.
Yes, it is. Aww. I mean, I know it is cardboard, but still, like it looks like an urn. It's just a cardboard urn.
I'm still so pissed it cost so much money. He was like 5'2" when he passed away. It's just little. I shouldn't have had to pay full price.
I bet. You want me to find out how much my dad cost? Because he was over 6 foot.
Yeah, I asked when we were at the funeral home if my dad's ashes would be the exact same amount as Shaq's, who's 7'2". Yeah. And they said, yeah. And I'm like, that is ripoff.
Wow, that would make any sense.
What is your casket?
I don't know. I can't. This is like such a tough decision.
I don't want one. I don't want a casket. I want to be buried in one of those eco cemeteries where you plant an acorn above me and I become a tree.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All crunchy granola, no casket for me.
Okay. Well, you have to have a casket.
Could I smoke you? If you're a tree.
Sure. You know, like, just plant a pot.
They smoke two pots, so it's possible. That's what they claim. Yeah,
they
allegedly.
They sprinkled his ashes into... No, they did not.
Yeah, one of his best friends said that he took some of his ashes and rolled it up.
You can do so much with the ashes now. You can make them into, like, diamonds and stuff. And that is my biggest fear. I do not want to be trapped in a diamond.
You can do fireworks.
With ashes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can just spread them over a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, Johnny Depp did that for, what's that guy, the Fear and Loathing guy?
Hunter S. Thompson.
Yes, that guy.
He turned him into a firework and just shot his ass in the sky?
Yep.
That's kind of fly.
Oh, my God. You better play Katy Perry's fireworks while that happens. Baby, you're a firework.
Oh, my God. Do you think the fireworks turn into, like, a shape of your face? Like, it's just the outline of you? It's just me, like, hello. Well, if you're not a fan of Barbie, maybe you'll love this Bratz news. If you thought the Kardashians were plastic before, they're really plastic now because Bratz is teaming up with Kylie Jenner to create her own Bratz doll. And as a fashion lover, I'm very excited that one of her Met Gala gowns, or actually two of her Met Gala gowns, are going to be turned into little outfits for this doll. His parents threw him a party to celebrate him losing his virginity. We'll talk more about it on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.